Blog Talk Radio.
If it's not one thing, it's another. He is coming back to restore us, even though there is a coronavirus going on. He is going to restore us. So keep up the good work. And don't let me forget to tell you about today's date. Yesterday was the Passover, and today is the start of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So from today's date until the 15th of April, I want you to not or bake any bread that has yeast in it or baking powder or any thing that will make your bread rise when you cook it. So I need to learn how to cook like Mediterranean women does, as well as some of the Arab women cook their bread. Let me read Isaiah 1 until I get to what the young lady called me about and was talking to me about. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 1. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, that's us, and will yet choose Israel, that's us. Of course, you know that there is a group of people over in the area saying that they are us, and they are not. And you really need to read your Bible so that you can understand. Get an understanding of who you are and set them over their own land, and the strangers will be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob, and the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they will take them captive, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. So that's what is about to happen. I can't say when, but I want to tell you what I know and what I have heard, and perhaps you will agree with me or not. Verse number 3, and it shall come to pass in the days that the Lord hath given thee rest from thy sorrows and from thy fears and from the hard bondage wherein thou was made to serve. That's right, we were made to serve. And Isaiah is saying that, I don't know when Isaiah was here, but I'm saying maybe a few hundred years before we arrived to this place, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how has the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. The Lord has broken of the wicked and the sepulcher of the rulers. And the rulers, some of them have gone into hiding. They're quitting their CEO jobs. And if did you read this? He who smote the people in wrath, and wrath means anger, with a continual stroke that ruled the nation in anger, is persecuted and none hindereth. And this is what the young lady called me and was reading to me. So I agreed with her. That's a good thing, but I didn't know what they were talking about. So now I'm reading it, verses 1 through 7. This is the seventh verse. The whole earth is at rest. and is quiet. They that break forth into singing. So we're going to break forth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. So I agree with her in that the whole earth would break forth. But hopefully those people that are not supposed to be in our land will be gone and but probably a few seconds, or I don't know when he's coming, but he is coming soon. And I want you to find this on YouTube. Her name is Gina Marie Collins Hill, and she was showing all these thousands of spaceships in the sky. There were a light green, pinkish color, purple color. So if she can take pictures of those, and that's not to scare you all, but those who have not followed what Jesus told us to do, he told us last week, I was to read the commandments, and that's what I am going to do after I tell you that maybe that's one of the reasons why the observatories were closed in New Mexico last year. So, and there was no reason given, but man didn't have to give us a reason. Now, this young lady, Gina Marie Collins, on YouTube has posted what she saw in the sky around 9:40 a.m. On April 3rd, green, pinkish spaceships in purple in color. They were in the sky. So now I'm trying to get you see on the same page with me. Like, most of you all are Constantine Christians. You should not be. Our Father is trying to tell you something. You're going to try to go to church tomorrow, and you should not go on a Sunday when our day is the Sabbath. They tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everybody. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I want you to know that you can find that in the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Read it for yourselves. I have no reason to lie to you. You will find the Ten Commandments in the verses, out of the King James Version of the Bible. And that's what I read from. I want you sheep to know, I already started from this evening till around this time, Saturday. That's called the Sabbath evening. So if you didn't know, Saturday is the Sabbath day, and you should keep it holy and rest. I ask that you should have your three P's ready and handy. And you may ask me, what are the three P's? And I would tell you that they are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you might want to jot down some scriptures that I may state to you. Like I'm telling you now to go on to YouTube and you see the pictures of the spaceships the young lady took, and the spaceships high around the clouds. And they are not hiding. They just waiting until our Father says go. And that's one of the reasons why I do not want my cousin's children to fight in the army. Most of them have joined, and I know that if they are anything like me, they will be dedicated to what they're trying to do. But I am trying to tell them to walk away from that, because you're not supposed to fight God's army. And he has brought a lot of them. Now, I will turn to our lesson today. It says that we're in 1 Samuel chapter 25, but I beg the difference. I am starting in 2 Samuel today. Let me read the preface of this book of Samuel. It says the book of 2 Samuel records the highlights of David's reign, first over the territory of Judah and finally the entire nation of Israel. The whole nation. David was a black man, so, but he's handsome. And you're going to find out your white Jesus doesn't exist. You have been lied to you. We have been trying to tell you the truth. It traces the ascension of the throne and climactic sin of adultery and murder and shattering of consequences of those sins upon his family and the nation. So this what 2 Samuel, the 1 Samuel was about. The 2 Samuel, it talks about, it goes into detail titles of the books of Samuel, the Hebrews, or the book's original one is Samuel. The Greek title of 2 Samuel is Philolions Beta, and I probably mispronounced that name, but that's all right. God knows that the devil tries to affect me, my voice, from speaking like I used to, but I am continuing in the name of Jesus. Let's read the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 1. Let's start reading. Let me start reading. And hopefully, within the next 24 minutes, I will have read chapter 1 and start reading chapter 2. So let's read the second book of Samuel, chapter 1. Now it came to pass at the death of Samuel, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had abode 2 days in Ziklag. It came to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp of Saul with his clothes torn. Rent means torn. And earth upon was. When he came to David, that he fell to the earth and did obedience. And David said unto him, "From whence comest thou?" And he said unto him, "Out of the camp of Israel I am escaped." And David said unto him, How went the matter? I pray, tell me." And he answered that the people was fled from the battle, and many of the people are taken for dead. And Saul and Jonathan, his son, are dead also. And David said unto the young man that told him, "Knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan, his son, be dead?" And the young man that told him said, "As I happen by chance upon Mount Gilboa," that's spelled Gilboa, "behold, Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, chariots and the horsemen followed after him. And he looked behind, he saw me, and called unto me, and I answered, 'Here am I.' And he said unto me, 'Who art thou?' And he answered him, 'I am Amalekite.' And he said again, 'Stand, I pray thee, upon me, and slay me, for anguish has come upon me, because my life is yet whole in me.' So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he would not live after the." Let me read verse 10 again. "So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen. And I took the crown that was on his head and the bracelet on his arm, and have brought them hither unto my lord." When David took hold of his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him, and they mourned and wept and fasted until evening, for Saul and Jonathan, his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because there were fallen by the sword. And David said unto the young man had told him, "Whence art thou?" And he answered, "I am the son of a stranger and a Malachite." And David said unto him, "How wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thy hand to the Lord anointed?" And David called one of the young men and said, "Go near and fall upon him." And he smote him that he died. And David said unto him, "The blood be upon thy head, for thou mouth hast testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed." And David lamented, and his lamentation over Saul. That means he mourned over Saul and Jonathan his son. And also he bade them teach the children of Judah the use. "Behold, is it written in the book of Joshua?" Okay, see, there is, back in the day, Saul, David was reading other books. So he said the book of Joshua. So when I get finished reading the entire book, this would be one that I start to read, because we must study to show ourselves approved. Let's do as the Bereans did in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Let us read other books. Verse 19. "The beauty of Israel is slain upon the high places. How the mighty fallen. Tell it not in God. Publish it not in the street of Ashkelon. Lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. Ye mountains of Gibeah, Gibeah, let there be neither, let there be rain upon you, nor fields upon offering, for there is a shield of emptiness in the valley, cast away the shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil." And valley means like a wicked, a bad castaway. But he's saying that Saul was not that. He was, had been anointed with oil from the blood of the slain, from the fat of the empty, the bowl of Jonathan turned not back, and the sword of Saul returned not empty. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives. In their death, they all were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. Yet the daughters of Israel weep over Saul, whose clothes you in scarlet with other delights, who put upon ointments of gold upon your apparel. And your apparel means your clothing. How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle, and Jonathan slain in the high places? I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, pleasing the love of a woman, passing the love of a woman. How are the mighty fallen and the weapons of war perish? That ends reading chapter 1 of 2 Samuel. Let us start reading chapter 2 of 2 Samuel. Well, I can tell you now, that's quite a bit of reading. I will not read all of 2 Samuel. I have 12 minutes left. I will read as much of it as I can. And it came to pass, as in the day David inquired of the Lord, shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said unto him, go up. And David, whither shall I go up? And he said, Hebron. So David went up hither, and to rise a Bannerim that spell A-H-I-M-O-A-M, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, Nabal's wife, the Carmelite, and his men were with him. Did David bring up and every man with his household and their dwelt in the city of Hebron, and the men of Judah came, and they anointed David king over the house of Judah. Okay, so the king over Judah, black man, named David. And they told David, saying that the men of Jezreel Gilead, that's spelled J-A-B-E-S-H hyphen G-I-L-E-A-D, were they that buried stuff. Saul and messengers unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, and said unto them, blessed be ye of the Lord, that you have showed kindness unto your Lord, even unto Saul, and have buried him. And now the Lord show kindness and truth unto you, and I will quiet you this kindness, required your pure bravery and fearless knew that's his kindness. So David is saying that he will kindness to them because they have done this unto Saul. Therefore, let your hands be strengthened and be valiant and brave, for your master Saul is dead, and also the house of Judah have anointed me king, is saying unto them. But Abner, the son of Ner, Ner, captain of Saul's army, to Ishbosheth, that's spelled I-S-B-O-S-H-E-T-H, the son of Saul, and brought him over to the Mahanaim, that's spelled M-A-H-A-N-A-I-M, and made him king over Gilead and over the Asherites and over Jezreel and Imbrium and over Judah and over all Israel. Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah fell, followed David. In the time that David was king over Hebron, the house of Judah was 7 years old and 6 months. And Abner, the son of Ner, the servant of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, went out from Mahanaim, that's spelled M-A-H-A hyphen N-A-I-M to Gibeon. And Joab, the son of Zerah, the servant of David, went out and met together by the pool of Gibeon, and they sat down, one of them on one side of the pool, and the other on the other side of the pool. And Abner, the son of Joab, let the young men now arise and play before us. And Joab arise. Then they arose and went over the number 12. Of Benjamin, which pertain means related to Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David, every one of his fellow by the head, and thrust his sword in his hollow side. So they fell down together. Wherefore, this place is called Hallelujah. Let me spell that for you, see. H-A-L-K-A-T-H hyphen Hazurim, which is now, which is in Gibeon. There's 3 minutes left. Let me just stop here. I am stopping on 2 Samuel, verse 2, chapter 2, verse 17. That's where we will pick it up this Tuesday at 11 o'clock. And hopefully I will be able to finish it for you then. Where you see men. Now, let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for finding us, your lost sheep. You have found us, and you're coming back to claim us, reclaim us. You're coming back to restore us. I thank you. At least that's what I think when that lady Shaw showed to a picture of all those spaceships coming. I wonder if that's why the president called a billion troops. It was made before the rhinoceros, for the virus that we're having. But it was a thank you for taking care of us and protecting us, because we are your followers, and you know it. And those who, I didn't read the Ten Commandments. I should have read to you a sheep. I apologize for that. Now, I want you to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play, and purchase this song, High and Lift It Up. You will be doing a great favor for me, and I thank you. Remember, our Father in Heaven loves you, and I love you too, but He loves you more. And He's coming back to show it. So those who do not believe it, Jesus,
help your children,
an opportunity,
and don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Come down.
That heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
And
I know. We've got to walk on,
and we're gonna leave.
Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love.
gotten a few.